The theater company first said it was struggling in June and tried to raise $1 million by the end of August. Those efforts were unsuccessful, and the company canceled its entire season at the Fox Theater. Brian Fry is vice president for Theater of the Stars.
I'm deeply saddened that we're closing. Atlanta is losing a 60-year institution that was a critical member of the development of the arts community in Atlanta.
Fry says the main problem was the company relied too heavily on ticket sales and not on community support before reorganizing this past spring.
Our model didn't change as rapidly or as solidly as it should have. That, along with the economy, played a role in our closure.
Fry says the closure will affect musicians, technicians, arts patrons, and actors. Maria Soma is with Actors Equity Association, a national union that's been supplying talent for Theater of the Stars productions for 50 years. She says the closure means a loss of about 100 roles per year.
Our members have always looked to that theater to be able to work for them and really have exciting roles and fun roles.
Bill Newberry was in charge of auditioning and working with children and teens for Theater of the Stars productions. He says there will be fewer family-friendly theater productions, and it will have a major effect on Atlanta children and teens.
We've had kids that I have put into shows for Theater of the Stars who have, that's been their big break, and they've gone on to be on Broadway and on TV, American Idol. So it's going to make that harder for kids to find that vehicle to raise the bar as far as their performance abilities.
WABE was unable to reach Fox Theater President and CEO Alan Vella. But in the past, Vella has said the recent cancellation of the company's season would be painful in the short term, but would not affect the Fox in the long term. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.